Garnet Bank Primary Newsletter, December 2014. Here we are nearly at the Christmas and New Year holidays already. Where has 2014 gone? The month of December has been another busy one, as you would imagine, not only with the usual Christmas activities but also continuing the ethic of Garnet Bank. Read on to learn about all we have been up to and involved in, as well as all the fun we've had. All of our P7 pupils have spent the day at Hillhead High School on Tuesday the 2nd of December. They returned the next day very enthused and motivated. They had thoroughly enjoyed their day learning new things and meeting new people. P7 also had a very enjoyable and informative visit to the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh. This was a round off their study of the Scottish Parliament and the democratic process. Who knows, Mrs. Simpson may have inspired the future politicians in Scotland or beyond. P3 had a visit from a pharmacist from Boots in Sucky Hall Street to discuss there with the children safe and unsafe medicine. One of our P7 pupils from last session, Adil Akbar, moved to Ashcraig School. Mrs. Brown, one of our pupil support assistants, attended Ashcraig's Christmas show and thoroughly enjoyed herself. All classes attended the pantomime Mother Goose at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. Everyone enjoyed themselves and behaved exceptionally well. In fact, members of the public commented to staff just how well behaved all of our children were. We are grateful to those parents who gave so generously of their time to accompany the children, and also to Police Scotland for providing an escort to help ensure safe travel between the conservatoire and back on both days. As we go to print, everyone is looking forward to their class Christmas party in the last week. Also, in the last week, we are looking forward to the P1 presenting our Christmas assemblies on Tuesday the 16th and Wednesday the 17th at 2 p.m. Our parent association is offering tea, coffee and cake as you arrive, in a bid to raise more funds for the playground improvement project. Make sure you bring your purse as well as tea and coffee and cake. Being on sale, Mrs. Adams and some of the P7 pupils will be offering you an opportunity to buy raffle tickets. We have fabulous prizes for this raffle, including donations from Greggs, Marks and Spencer, Sainsbury's and the Co-op. We also will charge you the usual £1 to attend the small assembly, and offering a small token of appreciation to the person whose ticket number is drawn from the hat. You definitely need that purse. Children who attend piano lessons, some of which are held in the school, will give a concert to show off their talent on Wednesday the December at 4 p.m. Why not come along and show your support? 17 children who attend the after-school gymnastics club organised by the Parents Association attended Gym Fest at the Emirates Stadium on Thursday the 4th of December. They did all really well and were once again excellent ambassadors for Garnet Bank. Thank you to the parents and Mrs. McTaggart who accompanied them. Sophie Hussein, P2, had a picture she produced at her after school art club, chosen to be included in the Glasgow school's calendar. Mrs. Morrison had the privilege of attending the prize-giving ceremony at the City Chambers along with Sophia's mum and dad. A well are these exciting successes and Christmas activities, we have continued with work-related matters. Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Morrison have completed learning conversations with pupils from every class and have been very impressed with the children's knowledge, skills and enthusiasm for learning. This has been generated by the hard working class teachers, and on your behalf I'd like to express my appreciation of all they do to ensure that the children of Garnet Bank receive the best possible experience which promote enthusiasm for learning. Mrs. Maud has had time out of her class to work on tasks within our school improvement plan to further develop the science curriculum. Mrs. Maud will present her work to staff at a future collegiate night in the new year. Our pupil council met, and now that we have moved on from the consultation process over the changes to the catchment area surrounding feeder primaries to Hillhead High School, there was an opportunity to discuss matters that affect Garnet Bank. One matter that was raised was the size of portions served in the dining hall. One member thought that P7 pupils should receive more than the lower school pupils. The pupil council has written to Cordia, who provide school lunches, to ask them to explain their policy on portion sizes. When we receive a response, we will inform you of its contents. Staffing. Last week we received the sad news that Miss Suleiman hours at Garnet Bank Primary have been cut by 50%. This is a consequence of the education services rationalisation of EAL staff across the city. There was a time when Garnet Bank was fairly unique in numbers of pupils with English as an additional language that it supported. Now, with Glasgow becoming more and more multicultural, and with more people coming to live in Glasgow from all over the world, whether that be on a temporary or permanent basis, most schools find that they need to support pupils with English as an additional language. Miss Suleiman will now work in Garnet Bank on a Monday, Tuesday, and on a Wednesday morning, and at Pollock Shields Primary for the remainder of the week. School closes for Christmas and New Year holidays on Friday the 19th of December at 2:30. I wish everyone a safe, happy holiday. School will reopen on Monday the 5th of January at 9 a.m. Please make a New Year's resolution to always have your child at school on time. Can I also remind parents of children in P1 to 3 that school lunches will be free from January 2015. Breakfast will still be available from 8 a.m. at a cost of £1. Please also remember that if you are bringing your child to Breakfast Club, you should enter via the playground and not through the front door. Thank you. Happy Christmas. May I take this opportunity to thank everyone for their ongoing support and cooperation, and to wish each and every reader a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.